This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Diplomatic negotiations for a ceasefire in Gaza continue, the AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The latest truce proposal calls for a halt in fighting for several weeks and the release of hostages, more than 100, still held by Hamas. Hamas says it wants a full ceasefire and an end to Israel's offensive in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
There's still a lot of work to be done, but we continue to believe that an agreement is possible and indeed essential. And we will continue to work relentlessly.
Israel's thus far ruled out ending its war. I'm Ben Thomas.
Israel's chief military spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said on Tuesday 31 of the remaining hostages held in Gaza were pronounced dead. He said, "We have informed 31 families that their captured loved ones are no longer among the living and that we have pronounced them dead." Chilean ex-president Sebastian Piñera died in a helicopter crash on Tuesday, sending the country he led for two terms into mourning and prompting an outpouring of condolences from leaders across Latin America. The helicopter carrying the 74-year-old Piñera and three others plunged into a lake in southern Chile. The former president was pronounced dead shortly after rescue personnel arrived at the scene. The other three passengers survived. Two sources told Reuters Piñera was the pilot, although officials have not confirmed that nor the helicopter's intended destination. The death toll from a weekend inferno that razed hilltop neighborhoods in a coastal region of Chile rose to 131 on Tuesday, 5 days after wildfires tore through the